1270 The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello and welcome to Broadview for this Saturday. Last week, we did a replay, so we're back here live now. Hey, JP.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. JP from jpattitude.com, my co-host. Did you have a good week?
I did. Didn't feel like right last week not being in here, did it?
It felt weird. I feel like we haven't been here for a month. People out there are probably going, yeah, doesn't feel like that long to us. So welcome anyway to Broadview. We're going to start out with some things going on in the world. I couldn't find a whole lot. You found more than I did, though. Iran, the U.S. drone.
Yeah, is that kind of weird?
Wow.
Why does the federal government always have to deny everything until the proof is out there?
Well, it's kind of like innocent till proven guilty.
Right away, they said Iran did not capture one of our drones.
No
way. And
then
the next thing you know, Iran has a video on the internet of the drone at their airport.
Well, why does everybody fink us off? That's what I'd like to know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're over there. We're doing what we're doing, and there's always somebody to say, the U.S., bullies.
A drone's not really a... This is just a drone that was...
Just checking things.
Just watching stuff, you know?
We're watching all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
So how do you think it affected them?
I don't know.
Are they mad at us again?
They're always mad.
They're always mad at us.
But now they're like really happy because they can, you know, rub this in our face. Because it's supposed to be some high-tech drone that has secrets about stealth and all this. And other military analysts say, no, there's no real big secrets on this thing.
Well, why didn't they just capture it and clone it?
So they've got it? Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're going to reverse engineer and see what we've got in there. And it can't be that much. It's a drone. What can be that fancy in there?
Well, there could be a lot of fancy things in there. Yeah, and they're good.
The weird thing is it's whole. I mean, their video on the internet shows the Iranians walking around and showing you the whole thing, so it didn't crash at all. Now, that's kind of scary.
So they don't know what happened to it? They don't know how it came down?
Kind of looks like somebody flew it to Iran and gave it to them or something.
Oh,
like
my.
That. No.
That's a possibility with everything, the way things are going on. I mean, it's just crazy. There is no loyalty at either end. And so now I see that Russia, Putin, Putin's going to be out. Wow. Did you see that? They're today.
He's not
tens of thousands of people over there.
Yeah, they're having their own Occupy Moscow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of people in their Occupy, 10,000 or something.
Well, let me see. He's been president 2000 to 2008, and he's still the country's leader, from what I hear.
Well, they had a term limit thing, so he couldn't keep being the president, so he moved over to prime minister.
Right.
Now, a couple years have gone by, he wants to go back to being president again.
Well, did you hear that he said Hillary Clinton's his problems?
Yeah,
she like
that.
She like said, hey, I don't like Putin. So everybody went, we don't like Putin either.
People are sick of you. What's it got to do with Hillary?
No, is he sick of Hillary maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know, but that's kind of pooty. But they're having a mass thing over there today, demonstration, tens of thousands of people.
Well, what they're upset about is even though he did poorly in the elections, or his party did poorly, people are in Russia are upset because they say there was vote fraud everywhere. The Putin people were in there trying to jam the ballot boxes and...
Vodka. I'm telling you. They got to stop drinking all that vodka over there.
I guess they've got a little taste of democracy now, and they're afraid that he's going to take it away. Well, I think it's a legitimate fear. Don't you?
I have no idea.
He's from the old school.
To be honest, I have no
idea. He's from the old school.
Well, he's young. He's not that old. Yeah. He just has old ideas.
Yeah.
So what else now we've got going on? That's the protest in Moscow. Gorbachev calls for redoing the election. Yeah. Gorbachev?
Yeah, I know. He's still around.
What?
I like to think I'm aware of things, but did you know Gorbachev is still around?
I thought something. No.
And he even still has that, you know,
the thing and
stain on his head.
Oh, yeah. Birthmark or whatever.
But he looks a little chubbier and a little older.
Yeah, I thought he, I don't even want to say it.
At first, I thought the stain had shrunk. Actually, I think his head has gotten fatter.
Somebody rubbed out the stain. Yeah, so now he's back on the in the picture, too.
Because he knows there was election fraud.
Yeah, so what does he care? You know?
He better watch what he says, because I think Putin's the kind of guy that will just disappear you.
Think you could do that?
In fact, we better watch what we say. You know, you never know.
Never know out there.
You might have some people here in Reno.
Hey, if you're a Putin loyalist.
Take care of that Jay for me.
That's right.
Well, that's crazy stuff going on. Also, the big climate conference.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in Africa.
That's just weird.
What is going on with that?
Who is it that coined the term? Was it Rush Limbaugh that coined the term environmental wackos?
I've asked you not to say his name on my show.
But these people in Durban, they have gone over the edge.
Well, what's
going
on?
Crazy.
What's the problem?
Okay, they want to pass this UN treaty.
Do they believe that we have climate changing and we have...
And climate warming.
Climate warming and the whole bit?
Right.
Okay, now continue.
Okay, they want to have an international court that we will have no power over that can declare that we're putting out too much carbon and penalize us.
Who's we?
They have all...
The world? Or us here, particularly in the United States of America?
These are anti-Western people in the UN who want to punish the successful countries of the world in the name of global climate change prevention or something like that.
And what's the punishment?
They mention Mother Earth. They use words that don't even exist.
New words?
They want to decree that carbon in the atmosphere will go down by so much and temperature will go down by so much. Well, you can't pass a UN law that says carbon will go down and the temperature is going to go down.
But if what? What have they discovered that'll make that go down?
No, that's what's irrational about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They just want to pass a UN law saying that the carbon and the temperature have to go down. Like they can. What difference would that make to nature? These people have lost it. They truly have lost it.
Well, it sounds like they've got a team of people who have lost it.
There's
right?
a whole bunch of them, yeah. They've been down there since November, the middle of November.
Wow.
And they're still talking.
They're partying. That's
tentatively end today, but they still had some meetings scheduled for today, so they're still talking.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. I love it. It's just crazy. What else you got from the world? The Sunni bomb. Did they bomb the Shiites in Kabul?
Yeah.
Kabul.
Yeah, Kabul. Kabul.
Kabul. It's Kabul.
That's kind of a weird thing, Jay, because Afghanistan hasn't had a lot of this suicide bombing stuff. The ones they've had have gone against the U.S. troops or the coalition troops. This was Sunnis bombing Shiites at a religious festival. So this is a brand new thing for Afghanistan. Yeah.
Get out. Get out. I say get out.
It's not just us they don't get along with. They don't get along with themselves.
Well, then leave them to themselves.
That's what I say.
That's what I say.
I think we've done our job. We did a great job. Let's get out and go home.
Is that going to happen, do you believe? Anything new on that?
Our president says he's bringing them home, but we'll see.
Has anybody come home yet?
I don't think so. He's actually sent more people over there. Remember last year he sent 10 or 20,000 more?
You know what I was going to say right here at this point? Kind of an interesting thing. AT&T, I know it's a way for them to make money, but I still think it's a great gesture. They're selling cards for our troops in Afghanistan, all over in the Middle East. You can buy a card, a prepaid global card.
Oh, a phone card.
Yes, a phone card, so that we can talk to our troops, that they can call home.
I didn't know they had to pay for their phone calls home, though. Why do they need
Everybody
a card?
Has to pay. What makes you think they don't have to pay? Everybody has to pay.
You know what?
Couldn't it be free?
Yeah, I would have just assumed that they can call home for free.
No, No.
Okay, now I'm angry that they can't call home for free.
No, our troops can use these gift cards, but we have to buy them. It's kind of like prisoners. We put the prisoners in cells, put them in prison, but we got to pay for them. You know, same thing. They can call, but you got to buy the card. But I think it's cool. Yeah. You know, you can get online and get a prepaid card, and you can buy it for anyone. It doesn't matter. Anyone over there will get it. I mean, there's like 24,000. They're going to send, and possibly more. I mean, already 24,000 of them. So,
and then what would they use them on? Do they have cell phones? I mean, I don't quite get this.
Phone booth. Yeah. Afghanistan phone booth.
I wouldn't go into a phone booth in Afghanistan, would you?
No.
That just looks like a trap to me.
Now, there's a good question. Where are they going to call from?
Because when you see these TV ads that tug at your heart, you always see them sitting in some kind of a communication center talking to their wife and their kids back in the States.
Yeah.
It looks like some kind of official army installation. Doesn't look like anything where you could use a phone card.
Well, you can. All you got to
do. Do we have any veterans out there from Afghanistan? Call in and let us know.
Yes. How are they doing us? 369,000 American troops, of course, are stranded on foreign soil, protecting this great nation, our freedom, upholding democracy in a hostile territory.
And why do they need phone cards?
They want to call home.
So I
phone
I,
home, phone home.
And do they have cell phone towers in Afghanistan?
They do. Know. They do. They probably all have cell phones over there. They all
in Kabul, I'm sure they do.
But it's called a prepaid global card. And you can send it to a military personnel that you know, or you can just buy the card and they will send it to someone so that they can call their families at home. I think that's a great deal. So we were talking about our troops. So yeah, I think it's good. Like nobody's going to make profit. Thank you, AT&T, getting richer and richer. But hey, I think it's a good call that they're going to do that. So anyone can go to the AT&T site and buy one of these phone cards for our troops. And then we'll just see where they're calling from. Don't know. Maybe they send a phone with it.
I'm going to find that out tonight when I go home.
Would you find that out? Because I'd like to know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got some politics to talk about. Interesting things this week.
I'm just depressed. You know why.
You're always depressed. We'll be right back with Broadview.
1270. The Buzz.
I love the other guy's sales ads. Two at this price, three at this price, one at this price. What? I'm letting new Ram Express Hemis loose for just $28,000 even. And I've got 100 at that price.
You heard right. Don Weir's got 100. All new redesigned 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemis. Loaded for just $28,000 even.
Hey, 100? Gotta be a typo.
There's no typos in radio. But you're right. I lied. The actual figure is over 100.
What?
No wonder Don can sell them for $28,000 even. That's almost $9,000 less than normal dealer retail. That makes it the best truck deal in Northern Nevada ever. And remember, these are fully equipped Ram Hemi V8 quad cab 4x4s. Complete with dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch chrome wheels.
I got 100 of them, but at this price, they'll be gone in days. Why do you think they call it Ram Express? Nobody, but nobody, beats a Reno Dodge deal.
All financing OAC. Taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock number 212145. Total savings up. Dealer asking price include $3,250 rebate. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive. Taking a stand for consumer education and dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local automotive businesses that we know of. This week, Mike Shula with Performance Coatings Auto Body. We continue our auction of two masterpiece works of art hand-painted on wild turkey feathers that the Car Buyer Advisor commissioned from local artist Andy McCormick. 100% of the proceeds to be donated to the Care Chest of Sierra Nevada, and board member Daniel Cook will share how they provide free medical equipment to Northern Nevadans in need. We further our discussion on how you can level the playing field if you're in the market for a newer used car or truck. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Dish has removed KTVN and CBS from the Dish Network. When you signed up for Dish, you expected and received the local channels. Now Dish has taken away KTVN and your favorite CBS hit shows. But Dish doesn't care. They're continuing to charge you the same monthly fee. That's just not right. Here's what you do. Call Dish now. Demand that they give you what you're paying for. Also, ask them for a credit to your bill for the loss of KTVN and CBS programming. We hear Dish has granted credits to customers who complain, but only to those who complain. You can also call DirecTV, Charter, AT&T, or any other local cable provider. They offer great deals to Dish customers who are ready to switch. Don't risk missing the NFL and CBS hit primetime shows. Call Dish today at 800-823-4929 and visit KTVN.com for a list of alternative service providers. This message is paid for by Channel 2 KTVN, your local station for news, weather, and sports, and great CBS programming.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
You are too stupid for words. You're the stupidest employee I have.
Pretty mean, right? Sticks and stones can hurt, but words can sometimes cut right to the core. And when you're just a kid, those words can make an indelible mark on your confidence, self-image, and sense of worth. Stop writing it off as kids will be kids, and have a little compassion. That means communicating and taking action. Visit FlipTheScriptNow.org for tools and resources to help end bullying. Sponsored by the Caesars Foundation, Nevada Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back, and welcome to JP, my co-host, who's just pulling his hair out today. Kane's out of the race.
Oh my gosh, that's depressing to me.
Well, I know it's depressing to you, but why is he out of the race if it wasn't all true?
You're not going to believe me, but I'll tell you.
Well, I might not believe you, but tell me anyway.
Whenever there is a candidate who is an actual, real-life conservative who represents the values of the American people, the political establishment destroys them.
And do you really believe that?
There was there's just three women who came forward. Not one of them has enough credibility to...
Well, what's credibility? Because they're a woman?
Well, we know two of them are lying. We know probably three of them are lying because, remember, the voice detection analysis showed that she was lying.
Well, we can't prove that. But,
I mean, we can't prove it, no.
No. But why didn't he hang in there then? If it's not real, why doesn't he hang in there?
That's what I would like to
know. Because the truth will come out. Why did he not hang in there? Because he says it was putting his family through this and that. But put him through it, man. Because it's not over with for their family, his family.
I sit in a room with him where we're not... on the air.
You were
going to
get him on
question.
Here. You were going to get him. Yeah.
I was going to get him on here. And now he's not going to be coming here.
Well, he'll probably come here now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just depressing.
Well,
the same thing they did to Palin.
Man.
They just kept throwing stuff out there and, you know, and painting her in a bad way with falsehoods. Remember they said it wasn't her baby?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's not her baby.
Her
daughter had that baby, and now she's just accepting it as her own. Well, that was just baloney.
Well, so what?
And the New York Times sent a dozen reporters up just to dig scoop.
But so what?
Crap up on
so
Sarah
what?
Palin.
You know, if it's not real, I say truth will win out. I thought Herman Cain, very intelligent man, had some great ideas. I'm kind of disappointed that he dropped out because of that. Because it doesn't matter. Once you're president, your family's going to go through a lot of stuff anyway. It's just the way it is.
It's like that question that they always use as an example where if somebody walks up to a man and says, have you stopped beating your wife yet? How does he answer that? He can't answer yes. He can't answer no. And they were asking him those kinds of questions. Do you deny this? Deny what? There's nothing specific for me to deny. So then he starts looking like he's avoiding the questions, and I just think he was a decent man, and this is all crap. That Bialik woman, it's turned out
with the big jugs,
who said that she had dinner with him before, and then she lost her job. Turns out he wasn't even hired yet by the Restaurant Association at that point. So when she lost her job, he was not even the CEO of the organization. So how could she have had dinner with him before she lost her job?
Well, you should be his attorney.
Current CEO of the Restaurant Association said he's been trying to tell the media this for weeks, and no one would listen to him and print it.
So he bows out. He gives in.
Yeah, why?
Why?
I don't know.
He gives in to it. He gives in to all the media. It's not killing his family. What would be better for his family is if the truth came out. It worries me. It worries me that he dropped out.
It does me too, because this means they can do it to anybody.
Well, of course they can.
But
someone ever stand if it's not the truth?
Obama has a history of that. Every election Obama has ever won, there has been a sexual scandal that turned out to be false after the election.
Do you know how many sexual scandals are going on in the world right now?
It's
unbelievable.
He and David Axelrod invent these scandals, and then by the time people have voted, well, they don't care anymore. It turns out to be false.
Do you really think that it's that dirty play?
Well, okay.
Can it be that bad?
Bialik, we know now that her timeline is completely off. She couldn't have had dinner with him when she said she did. So she's a liar. Okay, the one who's just ginger white? Come on.